I love it.
Hi, I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
And welcome to Daily Chit Chat.
Join us every weekday as we talk about
what we're loving,
what we're streaming,
where we're going,
and maybe some obscure references.
Let's chit-chat.
Richard, my dear, I hope this message finds you well. As you know, you and I have both been very busy with our obligations known as work. But in your busy schedule, you managed to slide in one show to watch, American Idol. I would like to know why you chose that show above all the other shows. And I'm going to start with a little confession. I don't know if I've ever actually watched an episode of that program.
So, good question, Gretchen. It actually popped up on my home screen on Hulu, as if to say, hey, watch me. And I said, you know what? I haven't watched American Idol in years. So, exciting stuff.
Remember when the pandemic, people were really like, oh boy. And then everybody was like, well, I guess we're just not going to have any shows. Well, they made American Idol during the pandemic. What was that all about? How'd it go?
It went really well. Like I said, I hadn't seen it in years. And then I watched it, and it was super surprising. I even, you know, had my little senses were tingling because I noticed some Mormons were competing in the competition as well. And you know, but maybe not every listener knows, I'm former Mormon, so I can spot it. I have that spidey sense. And I don't want to bury the lead, but a friend that was attending college nearby my college, i.e. we did plays together and we did, you know, we're in theater and singing things together. He was on the show. And I was so surprised. I'm like, I know him. Oh my goodness. And I would say about 50% of the time I was crying while watching the premiere of American Idol. So really exciting.
Well, we may throw a little bit of skepticism their way, but the Hulu splash page, usually, I mean, that's how we came to learn about Call Me Kat. That's how we came to know about The Great North, Young Rock as well. So if Hulu tells you to watch it, watch American Idol.
That's what I'm saying. So glad that they led me in that direction to watch a show that used to be on Fox, but now is on ABC. So it's already kind of like in a throwback of its own. It's kind of funny that I'm throwing back myself and watching it, but also it comes from years ago on another network. It's just all really exciting.
Another thing this pandemic has taught us, nostalgia feels good. Yeah, if you haven't watched American Idol in years, scratch that itch, baby.
Oh yeah, that itch is scratched. It might be scratched again when I watch it again. Oh boy. As I'm recording this with you, Gretchen, there are little puppy dogs running around. Well, one puppy dog that's just a perpetual puppy, meaning she's the size of a puppy, but she's about 2 years old, so I would call her, like, still in that young status. And then her older, quote-unquote, sister, they're not really related, who is feisty like a puppy sometimes, or, you know, she just decides what's which and which is what. So if you hear little puppies running around while I'm talking to you, that's exactly what's happening here. And I'm not going to apologize. That's just the way it's happening today. Puppy.
Another thing this pandemic has taught us, nostalgia feels good. Yeah, if you haven't watched American Idol in years, Scratch that itch, baby.
Oh, yeah, I already played that message from you, but you know what? Thanks for bringing us back on topic, Gretchen. And yes, I recommend scratching that nostalgic itch. Yeah, they did tell us during this pandemic that they weren't going to make new shows, or they were scared that they weren't going to. But this American Idol was filmed completely during the pandemic. They were social distancing. Sometimes they were wearing masks. A lot of the family members that couldn't go to the live audition to see their loved ones audition for American Idol and kind of enter the competition and get their golden ticket to Hollywood, they were on a huge Skype or Zoom screen that basically it almost seemed like a holodeck or a view screen on the Starship Enterprise, that you would walk into this black room and a big screen that took up most of the room was your family. And you would say if you got into the competition or not. So that's how they tackled a lot of the nuances of pandemic, and everything was spaced out. Every audition room, they were many feet away, and the judges' desks were about 6 feet apart as well.
Okay, was it the Mormon Tabernacle Choir? Did they all 100 of them, did they file in 6 feet apart from each other to audition for American Idol? How do you know that they were Mormons? Was it an official BYU singing group? What's the deal?
Oh, yes. So the deal. Back to what I said earlier, that yes, I spotted Mormons. There was these two kids. I call them kids because they're literally like 16 and 17, literally. They're a brother and sister. The boy's name is Ammon, and the girl's name? Liahona, which, if you don't know, is a reference in the Book of Mormon. Ammon is a person in the Book of Mormon, and Liahona is an object in the Book of Mormon, kind of like a spiritual compass leading people to the promised land. So her name literally means like leading you to the promised land, but her voice was butter. His voice was really good too, and they sang well together. But those are totally Mormon names. I also found out they were the oldest of eight kids and counting, because I saw a little baby the mom was holding. So it makes me think there will be more children along the way. And then one of the promotional photos, I saw the brother wearing a Y on his shirt, a BYU insignia. So it just made me think that, oh, BYU, they come from Hawaii, they live in Hawaii, and they are named Liahona and Ammon. So my Mormon senses went ablazing, and it was a very strong impression anyway that they were Mormon. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Richard, you old softy. I hope it was a good cathartic cry.
Oh yeah. So it was a heartwarming, or a bunch of heartwarming stories that caused this very cathartic cry. Yes, it was very cathartic, but oh boy. Just there was a girl who was one of the last contestants to audition, and she sang two beautiful songs. She had lost her father in the recent past, and she just, you know, had his presence or his memory with her auditioning, because she said he would be there if he hadn't passed away, and it just made me cry. It was touching. It was beautiful. Yeah, it was good. It was very, very good.
And since it was filmed during the pandemic, was everybody wearing masks? Did people have to keep their mask on until the moment before they started singing? Were the judges all spaced apart from each other? How were they handling safety protocols?
Ooh, good question. I had just answered it a little before I even heard the question. But yes, they were distanced. The judges were distanced from each other. I assume that they got tested too, because they didn't wear masks and Ryan Seacrest didn't wear masks, but a lot of the like family members of the contestants wore masks. And then when they went into the room, like the contestants themselves didn't have to wear a mask in the room because they were very far apart. And a lot of times the judges wanted to run up and hug the people, but they knew they couldn't. So they would run up to about 6 feet away and they would give them air hugs. They just got so excited. And one of the judges cried when I cried. you know, just lots of tears and emotions. Singing can, you know, during a pandemic can really brighten your spirit or touch your soul. Anyway, yes, so that was a good question. Sorry for prematurely answering it a little bit before you asked it. But that is the follow-up is they were mainly not wearing masks, but they were mainly distancing. But then other people wore masks and took them on and off if they entered the audition room. Oh, I forgot to mention there was a girl that her mother had left their family and she wrote a song about it and it caused her to cry and then it caused everyone to cry. So there's a lot of heartwarming, touching stories throughout the show.
Okay, that is very sweet. I had a very unexpected cry myself. I was on YouTube and I saw this video pop up in my suggestions that was all about The Vicar of Dibley, which is one of my favorite British comedies that has been off the air for, I don't know, 10, 15 years at this point, if not more. So what it was like kind of like a fundraiser new thing all about the characters from The Vicar of Dibley. And the way it was set up, it was supposed to be that the vicar, Geraldine, was having these different Zoom sermons with her parishioners. And it was going, like, throughout the months, starting with, you know, like, last April or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I know you do like The Vicar of Dibley. That's one of the shows you had suggested before on the podcast.
One of the actors from Vicar of Dibley, who played the character of Alice, in real life, she did pass away about 3 years ago, and I didn't know if they were going to have her character be passed away or talk about it, and they did. They said that the character of Alice had died, and I just started sobbing. In part because the actress who died really wasn't that old, and it was just kind of like this unexpected thing when she died. So, yeah, I had a good cry the other day myself, quite out of the blue, from a Vicar of Dibley Zoom special.
Oh, I use my grandma uses this phrase, and she means it not sarcastically. She means it genuinely. Oh, bless your heart. But she doesn't mean it like, you know, bless your heart, you're not all there, you're kind of being a pill. She means it like, oh, that touched your heart and bless it. So it's funny when I hear it in the sarcastic southern way and then I hear it, my grandma genuinely means it as, oh, you poor dear. But yes, I can totally understand that. These pandemic cries that we have when we see artists or art or people, and it just touches us.
The actress who played Alice, her name was Emma Chambers. If you are not a Vicar of Dibley fan, you might also have seen her in one of her bigger roles. She was in the movie Notting Hill, and she played Hugh Grant's kind of like quirky sister. But she was only in her late 50s when she died, so far too young.
Oh, yeah, very, very much far too young. I feel like, yeah, that's tough. Going back to American Idol, I know that we're bouncing around a little bit, but I do have to mention that I had no idea that my friend Keith had auditioned for American Idol until Hulu told me to watch it. And then all of a sudden he pops on the screen. I mean, we had been in Bye Bye Birdie together. And I forgot that he met his wife while we were performing in that show all together. So a showmance that became a marriage. But you can look him up on YouTube, actually, and you can hear him sing and play guitar. He's a math teacher now, but he loves to pursue music too. And his name is Keith Trump. And I really think that was one of the draws of including him on the show because of his name being Keith Trump and that name being a divisive character of a name. But I just thought I would throw it back to how surprised I was to see my friend on there. And then it really reminded me that 20 years ago or whatever, not that long, but really like 15, 16, 17 years ago, that I was attending BYU Idaho, and my besties at the time all watched American Idol religiously. It was season 3, and there was a fellow BYU Idaho student competing on the show called John Peter Lewis, if you remember him. So we voted on landlines, and we used our primitive brick cell phones to call in. We'd have it on one ear and on the other ear, and it was such the life, such a throwback life, voting on American Idol with your phones actually dialing.
I totally forgot about calling the 1-800 number on a phone, on a landline, placing your vote. Did you have to call back many times? Was the line busy, or was it usually pretty good?
So I do recall for about an hour or two straight after the show ends, or it had ended, we would keep calling until the line closed each night. We would just keep calling, and then we'd have a lot of luck getting a bunch of votes in, and a lot of them would count. But yeah, we didn't have too much trouble getting through, but we would just vote multiple times over and over again.
I love the idea of everybody just on their phones calling for 2 hours. Oh, you really did make a difference in a moment like this.
In a moment like this, some people wait a lifetime for that one special kiss. Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Sorry, unsolicited. You had an earworm of a song, so I had to sing it, and I don't even know if those were all the words, but Kelly Clarkson, season 1. Anyway, yeah, I even have like photographs, like photos of us voting with the phones to our ears and American Idol on the screen. And even though it looked like it was from 1994, it was 2004, but it basically looked like the 90s or the Stone Ages, if you will.
Yeah, you did a photo shoot of calling American Idol. I guess if it took 2 hours, what else were you going to do? Is there a scrapbook? Is there a scrapbook of Richard and Friends calling American Idol? And you like hold up your fingers, or like, number 2, number 7.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there's 100% a scrapbook. And there's a scrapbook page totally devoted to that place and time when we were voting for John Peter Lewis. I remember my friends and I, we knew of him, and because he was a BYU Idaho student, but we had never met him, and we all wished we had met him, quote-unquote, before the accident. And in this case, the accident meant before he became somewhat famous going on American Idol. We wished we had met him before and that he had known us. I did end up meeting him after the fact, and that was kind of fun to see, you know, how the little fame and fortune got to him. He ended up becoming more of an indie person, an indie performer, and I think he got married not too long ago. I kind of keep tabs with him on Facebook, actually, which is funny. To me, he's like 100% famous. Anyway, that's my story, watching American Idol. It trudged up all these good memories and fun memories of the past. And I 100% recommend 2021 version of American Idol. I'm actually going to keep watching. Obviously when it was on my Flash page, or my Splash page, sorry, not Flash page, my Splash page, it said to catch up on American Idol because it had been going for a couple weeks now. And I don't want to miss it. So I'm going to go see if Liahona and Ammon do well. Some of the other millennials and Gen Z, I think they're the newest generation. Yeah, lots of youngins on this show. Lots of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and, you know, some older. But that's a wrap. So thanks so much, Gretchen, for participating through your busy schedule. I had a busy schedule too, and here we are. I'm glad to hear that we did an episode yesterday about Unexpected Productions. Then you were able to do some work there. There's a puppy bouncing around, distracting me. Yeah, that you were able to go to Unexpected Productions and do a little tech work or whatever you did. You'll have to talk more about that on our next episode of Daily Chit Chat. Goodbye, everyone.
I love it.
Daily Chit Chat is hosted by Richard Templeman and Gretchen Lilly. Our theme music is by Siddhant Sharma. Please follow us on Twitter at @DailyChitChat_ and like and subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening.